welcome to episode 165 of the Final Siren podcast. I'm your host, Peter Williams, and I'm back with Michael Alvaro to go through another mini draft, taking a look at six forwards. Now, Michael, how are you today? How are you feeling about this draft?
Yeah, good. We're actually going to be looking at 12 forwards, funnily enough, because it's six apiece. But yeah, it should be another fun exercise. I think really you did me in the last mini draft, so looking to bounce back with that snake format as per.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with that. So we'll move on and say, look, the idea is that it's going to be a short and sharp episode today. There's obviously finals action on around the nation, which we've covered on the site. So we're going to have a bit of a fun in this mini draft. We're going to go pick for pick, selecting the best forward we can. And then we'll move on to the defense next week and then eventually a midfield. So, obviously, Michael, we explained it last week. It's effectively a snake draft. So, the person who has pick one, the next person will have back-to-back picks, which is two and three, and then they'll have four and five, so on, so forth. So, last week, you had pick one. So, we've switched it this week. I've got pick one.
So, who are you taking?
Yeah, who am I taking? I'm going to be taking Jed Walter, thanks.
Yeah. Expand on that pick and why you've gone with him. Obviously, like, regarded quite highly, but perhaps not the number one pick generally.
No. Well, when we're talking forwards and pure forwards, obviously, key forwards are harder to come by. As you know, there's not a great deal of depth in terms of top end for when it comes to that key position depth, and he's clearly the standout from that regard. So, look, I know who won't be on the board. And I'm willing to give that up in order to get clearly the standout centre half forward.
Yeah, well, I'm going to sort of avoid the same tactics and just go best available, the old cliche, with Harley Reid, who is the best available overall. And somewhat of a utility, can play midfield, has played in defence obviously last year and even at times this year. But yeah, he looks quite at home up forward and will probably start out his AFL career with a lot of time inside 50, so happy to take him with pick two. Pick three as well, debating between a few players and, I'm kind of resigned to having to give up some quality talent to take a key position player. And I must stress that we have ruled out a lot of talls, who... Because at the top end, you want your Jed Walter, but there's probably not many other key forwards that are absolute locks. So I'm just going to go Dan Curtin because at one point in the year, he did play up forward. And I'm just going to slide him in there at pick three to be my centre-half forward.
Absolutely.
So two picks for you now.
Yeah, two picks for me. So I'm going to go with a combination of your list you got in the hybrid and the smalls, which is Nick Watson and Zane Dersma. Mm-hmm. I'm going to add them to my forward line, which is pretty handy.
Yeah, I'm actually really upset clearly. At the moment about that.
Clearly, I mean, now I've kind of got, best tall and the best small, if you look at Watson, and then a hybrid who... Obviously, the next best after Harley Reid in terms of the hybrids. So, pretty happy with my forward line so far.
Yeah, all right. And as you should be, I'm going to go with Nate Caddy for pick six. So, another relatively tall prospect. I'll go with Darcy Wilson just because I think he's the next best player, to be honest. Could have gone with another tall, but... We're building out a quick, athletic, dynamic forward line, and it's got some decent marking power in any case. So I'll back those blokes in. You've got two more picks now.
Yeah, absolutely I do. And I reckon I will be going with... I reckon I'll go with Archer Reid to take the other key position forward slot. And then... I reckon in terms of a popularity vote, I'm going to go with Jack Delean because if we put this to a vote, I reckon I'm going to get the more exciting factor.
Yep.
So I'm going to go with him.
Snabbed two of the top small forwards there, and Archer Reid as well. So, we're over halfway, but you've got obviously in your key position spots Jed Walter and Archer Reid. Reid's Gippsland teammate Zane Dersma with Nick Watson, the Wizard, and Jack Delean. So lots of excitement there. I've got Dan Curtin, Nate Caddy, Darcy Wilson, and Harley Reid, of course, who was my first pick. So to round out my forward line with two more, I think each forward line needs a little bit of sort of tackling pressure and hustle. So I'm going to go with Colton Tholstrup for effort, among other things that he can bring to the table, but effort being one. And the last one's pretty tough because there's probably not like a genuine small, like a tackling small. I guess Tholstrup's the pressure forward, but he's, you know, 184 odd centimetres. But also, I've only really got like, yeah, two just about tall. So Caddy's 192, Curtin's 195, but, you know, who knows if he's actually a forward. He's really not. So I feel like I've cheated a little bit, but I'm going to go with Jordan Croft to alleviate that somewhat. And he can be a genuine full forward or centre half forward to round out my six. Who's your last pick?
Yeah, so I'm looking, in terms of the size, I've realistically got the two Giants, and I mean, Dersma's really a tall compared to, I guess, the other two, particularly Watson, obviously. So I can probably afford to go a slight bit smaller. I was tossing up between one of the talls and one of the smalls, but I will end up going actually with Jack Callanan because I think he adds something different compared to, say, a Watson. He's someone who will add a bit more up the ground as well and be able to get back and be accountable.
Interesting. All right. So we still got, for me, the highest on my draft board is James Leek. That wasn't selected. Obviously, 189 centimetres, high marking player, can play in defence as well. So he was a little bit like Curtin in the swingman category, if you like. Other guys that missed out, Logan Morris, of course, could have been considered a tall option. Ashton Moyer, if you're doing the popularity vote a bit like Pete did with DeLee, and he'd be right up there.
I just wanted to get the Tassie vote as well at the end. So
yeah, fair enough. Others, Harvey Johnston, Cohen Sanchez, Phoenix Gothard, Lance Collard, all could have been small options. Even Luke Lloyd, Michael Rudd as taller ones. So, you're the host, but to round out, do you want to put your six into an actual structured forward line?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would probably go, if I was doing that, I'd probably have Callanan, Walter, and then Dersma as those kind of...
Callanan, Walter, Dersma, yep.
Yep, and then I would go with Watson, Reed, and Deline as the other ones.
Fair enough. It's looking pretty handy, but I'll back myself. So what I'm going to go with... at half forward is Darcy Wilson. Just trying to figure out who I've got. Darcy Wilson, Dan Curtin will be the centre half forward. The other half forward will be Nate Caddy. Then at full forward, I'll have Tholstrup. It'll be Jordan Croft, who's my genuine tall. And then who could forget Harley Reid? So let us know then, I guess, who's got the better forward line. It is pretty tight. I think, like, pound for pound talent-wise, I reckon I've got you. But structure-wise, yours is probably a bit better. What do you think?
Yeah, look, I'll definitely back mine, obviously. But, yeah, I like the mix I've got because I feel like if we're talking of the three categories of, say, tall, genuine small, and say hybrid, I've probably got the best tall and genuine small, and then the second best hybrid. So I'm pretty happy with that combination. And yeah, like, it might have looked different if I hadn't got one of the others, and like probably wouldn't have gone for a Callanan. I think just the reason I went for Callanan over some of the other ones you might have ranked higher is I think he adds a different balance compared to some of the others. Like, you've got your Watson and Deline who are your more showy, exciting X-Factor types, where Callanan will also get his hands dirty particularly and can get up the ground, and we know Dersma can roll through the mid as well. So yeah, pretty excited with that. And then you got your real contested kind of competitive forward in Walter, and then you got your athletic kind of key who can play anywhere as well in Reed. So I think I just got that real good balance, but yeah, pretty happy with the way this went.
Beauty. Yeah, I'm quite content. Obviously would have liked to get the specialist small like Watson. That's probably the one thing I'm missing. Could have even chucked Harley Reid at full forward, given he's an All-Australian full forward, mate. If we didn't select him, could have selected him in the defence because he's an All-Australian defender as well. if you didn't know. But that would have been a bit bloody stupid, to be honest. But no, again, happy with the marking power. Croft, Curtin and Caddy, they can all take a grab, so can Reed. Tholstrup for the pressure, and then Wilson for the class. So it's a bit of a makeshift forward line, but talent-wise, again, I think pound for pound, it's pretty handy.
So at the end of this whole scenario, I presume we're going to show our full teams, and then,
So next week we'll have a defence we'll do, and we can pit that against the respective forward lines and then the midfield as well, which will be interesting, especially given the players that we've taken off the board now. Mm. So there might be a few missing from that next slot.
Sounds good. All right. Well, that's pretty much all we have time for on the Final Siren podcast. Make sure you tune in to any other episodes ongoing from this if you want to find the rest of your team. I've been your host, Peter Williams. Michael, thanks for joining me again today.
Pleasure as always, mate.
Make sure you stay tuned to Rookie Me Central for all the latest news and analysis, and follow us at Rookie Me Central on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube and Threads. You can subscribe to us on all your favourite streaming services to never miss an episode. That's it for now. We hope you all tune in next week.